Title: Vocal Sample Harmony Support Advanced. All right, let's get into one of the most this sounds pro tricks in drum and bass, making a vocal sample feel harmonically locked to your tune without turning your drop into a pop chorus. In a lot of DNB, the vocal isn't the lead melody, it's a hook, a texture, a rhythmic motif. So the goal today is harmony support, not backing vocals. Think of it like giving the vocal a harmonic skeleton that matches your bass and pads, and then arranging it like DNB, in bursts, in transitions, and in call and response moments. By the end, you'll have four things built from one vocal phrase: a tuned lead that sits in key, two harmony layers with different roles, a resampled vocal pad that fills space in drops, and a playable sliced version for call and response. Step 0. Set the stage in a real DNB context. Set your tempo around 170 to 174 BPM. Pick a key that suits darker rolling stuff, like F sharp minor, G minor, A minor, or D minor. Now make a basic loop first. This is important. Don't try to harmonize a vocal in a vacuum. Put down a simple two-bar drum loop, kick, snare, hats. Add a bass motif, even just 2 to 4 notes. Optionally, a simple chord or pad, even if it's just root notes. You just need a harmonic reference, something the vocal can agree with. Now step 1. Choose and prep the vocal sample. Drag your vocal phrase onto an audio track. In clip view, turn warp on. Set the warp mode to Complex Pro. That's usually the best starting point for vocals in Ableton. Start your formants at 0, and set envelope around 128. If it gets smeary, tweak that envelope value until the consonants still feel punchy. Then timing. Use warp markers to lock the important syllables. And here's a very DNB-specific tip. You can nudge the vocal slightly ahead of the grid for urgency. Not sloppy, just a touch forward so it cuts through the drums. Now clean the low end. Put EQ8 on it and high pass somewhere around 100 to 160 Hz. Vocals do not need sub, and in DNB, low-end clutter is an instant mix killer. Quick coach note, if the sample is talky or noisy, it can still work. Just stop expecting it to behave like a choir. In that case, your harmony is more like a texture layer than a literal chord voice. Step 2. Figure out the notes fast. You've got two good workflows. Option A is tuning by ear with a drone. Make a MIDI track with operator, set it to a sine wave, and play notes until you match the vocal's strongest sustained pitch. Once you find that tonal center, you can confirm your key. Option B is faster. Right-click the vocal clip and choose Convert Melody to New MIDI Track. Use that MIDI as a guide, not as truth. Ableton can get messy with vibrato and noisy samples. Clean it up to your scale, either manually or with a scale MIDI effect. And here's an advanced reality check. Pitch isn't the only tuning issue. Vibrato and pitch drift can wreck stacks. Even if the note is correct, a wide vibrato can make harmony sound facey and unstable. If that happens, lower the loudest vibrato moments with clip gain envelopes, or resample and trim the wobblier tail. In DNB, tighter often reads heavier. Step 3. Build a clean harmony stack with stock tools. We're making two harmony tracks with clear jobs. One is smooth and wide. The other is gritty and centered. First, duplicate your lead vocal track and rename it Vox Harmony Smooth. Add shifter. Set it to pitch mode. Now choose an interval. In minor keys for rolling DNB, plus 3 semitones is a classic. Plus 7, the fifth, is also stable. For extra tension, plus 10 can be nasty in a good way, but keep it extremely low in the mix. Set dry slash wet to 100%, because this track is only harmony. Then deal with formants. If it starts sounding chipmunky, don't fight it with weird processing first. Go back to the clip, stay in Complex Pro, and pull formants down a bit, like minus 2 to minus 6. Subtle is the move. Now EQ it. High pass higher than the lead, something like 180 to 250 Hz. If it fights the snare presence, dip around 2 to 4K a little. Then place it in the stereo field. Put utility on it. Push width to around 140 to 170%. Drop the gain so it sits 6 to 12 dB under the lead. This layer's job is pretty support. It clarifies harmony and adds width, but it should not feel like a second lead. Now duplicate again for Vox Harmony Grit. Pitch it differently for contrast. Try minus 5 semitones, a fourth down, or plus 7, a fifth up. Then make it aggressive in a controlled way. Add saturator, drive 2 to 6 dB, soft clip on. Optional. Add pedal with very low gain just for edge, but watch the fizz. Now band limit it so it sits behind drums instead of competing with them. EQ8. High pass around 250 to 400 Hz, and low pass around 6 to 10K. This is a huge pro move. You're deciding where this layer lives. Then mono it. Utility width to 0 to 30%. In DNB, a mono mid layer often hits harder and feels more engineered against wide drums and effects. So now you've got a wide clean harmony and a mono grit harmony supporting the lead. Extra coach note. Decide the job of each layer. Is it clarifying the chord, rising energy at transitions, or intentionally masking intelligibility as a texture? Pick one job per layer. If every layer tries to do everything, the result is smeary and harmonically uncertain. Step 4. Make harmonies follow chord movement without rewriting the vocal. This is where it becomes composition, not just pitch shifting. Select your lead vocal plus both harmony tracks and group them. Call that group Vox Stack. Create a new audio track named Vox Resample. Set audio from to Vox Stack, arm it, and record 1 to 2 bars of the phrase. Now right-click that recorded audio and choose Slice to new MIDI track. Slice by transients, or by warp markers if you pre-placed them. Ableton creates a drum rack full of vocal slices. Now you can play the vocal rhythm like a drum pattern. Open a pad and check Simpler. Set it to one shot. Often, turn warp off inside Simpler for cleaner, punchier slices. Write a MIDI clip that triggers the slices in the same rhythm. Then duplicate that MIDI clip and transpose it to match chord tones. You're not rewriting lyrics, you're revoicing moments. And here's a classic DNB use. Program little 16th note answers at the end of every 4 or 8 bars, replying to the bass. That call and response makes the vocal feel built into the groove, not pasted over it. Advanced timing trick. Keep the lead on grid, or a hair ahead, but push the harmony layers 5 to 20 milliseconds late using track delay. That creates a tail behind the lead. It reads as thickness, not flaming. Step 5. Build a vocal pad that supports the drop. Take your Vox Resample clip, or your smooth harmony track, and copy it to a new track called Vox Pad. Warp on, Complex Pro, and pull performance down a little more than before, like -3 to -8, for darker character. Now build a simple stock chain. Start with EQ8. High pass around 200 to 350 Hz. Then gently dip 2 to 5k to reduce intelligibility. You want vocal vibe, not lyrics in your face. Add chorus ensemble, slow rate, amount around 20 to 45%. Add hybrid reverb. Choose a hall or a tasteful shimmerish vibe, but don't drown it. Decay 2.5 to 6 seconds. Pre-delay 15 to 30 milliseconds. High cut around 6 to 10k. And dry slash wet around 15 to 35%. Then add auto filter. Low pass, 12 or 24 dB slope. Map the cutoff to a macro so you can sweep it in arrangement. Finish with utility. Width 160 to 200%, and set the gain low. This should breathe behind the drums. Arrangement move. Bring that pad in the last two bars of the breakdown, so the drop feels like it has a ceiling and atmosphere. Then in the drop, duck it hard so the drums and bass stay violent. Step 6. Make room with sidechain and frequency slotting. Enrolling DNB, your vocal support has to respect three main zones. Snare crack and presence, roughly 200 Hz plus 2 to 5k. Recent bass midrange, roughly 150 to 600 and 1 to 2k. Hats and air, roughly 8 to 12k. Add a compressor to the Vox pad and both harmony tracks. Turn sidechain on. Feed it from your drum bus, or at least your kick and snare group. Use ratio 3 to 1 up to 6 to 1. Attack 1 to 10 milliseconds. Release 60 to 140 milliseconds depending on groove. Aim for 2 to 6 dB of gain reduction on hits. You're not making it pump like house, you're making it get out of the way. Advanced option. Lightly use multiband dynamics on the pad to tame midrange when the bass gets busy, or automate EQ dips and dense drop sections. The idea is, the more intense the drop, the more disciplined your support layers need to be. Very important pro habit. Check mono early. Put utility at the end of your vocal bus and flip width to 0 during playback. If the harmony disappears or gets nasal, you're relying too much on stereo tricks. Back off to tune and chorus, and lean more on level, EQ, and arrangement. Step 7. Arrange like DNB, not pop. Here are a few patterns that work instantly. Call and response with bass, bars 1 to 2, lead phrase, bars 3 to 4. The sliced vocal answers. Keep harmonies mostly off except on the last word for impact. Harmony only on snare 2 moments. In 2-step DNB, that second snare is everything. Automate the harmony bus up a couple dB right after the snare hit, so it blooms on the tail. Then pull it back before the next snare. You're literally dialoguing with the snare, not the kick. Drop masking. First 8 bars of the drop. The vocal becomes an instrument pad and slices. Second 8 bars, bring the lead back as a hook so the section evolves without changing the drums. and a killer rule to keep wait only on the turnaround. Mute most support for bars 1 through 7. Bring it in only in bar 8, or even just the last two beats. That makes your support feel like a signature, not background clutter. Quick common mistakes to avoid. Don't harmonize everything all the time. If harmonies run full time, your drop loses weight. Don't ignore formants. Pitch shifts without formant compensation can sound childish or fake unless that's the point. Don't let mid-range conflict stack up. Harmonies love the exact same space as Reese and snare body. High pass and carve. Don't keep wide low mids. Anything below 200 to 300 Hz should be basically mono in DNB. And don't be afraid to resample. Staying live with lots of shifting effects can cost CPU and clarity. Commit, print it, then edit like a producer. Optional spicy pro moves for darker, heavier vibes. Add a tension layer. Duplicate a harmony and pitch it up one semitone. Then low pass it around 4 to 6k and blend it extremely low, like minus 20 dB. It creates unease without screaming wrong note. Or do a formant shadow instead of pitch harmony. Duplicate the vocal, don't change pitch, but change complex performance, like minus 4 or plus 3. Band limit it, blend quietly. Your brain hears a second singer without obvious chord movement. Or build a vocal reese layer, take the resampled stack in simpler one shot, saturate it harder. Band pass around 250 to 900 with auto filter, lightly tame with multiband dynamics. Keep it mono, and sidechain it harder than the pad. Use it like a ghost mid that appears on keywords during the drop. Now your mini practice exercise. Pick a one bar vocal phrase. Build a clean lead. Make a smooth harmony at plus 3 semitones, wide. Make a grit harmony at minus 5 semitones, mono with saturator. Resample the stack and slice it to MIDI. Write a 2-bar call and response. Bar 1 is the lead phrase. Bar 2 is sliced stabs on 16 THS leading into the snare. Then make a pad version and sidechain it to the drums. Your deliverable is a 4-bar loop that feels like a real DNB hook section. Vocal present, harmonically intentional, but never crowding the drums. Final recap. Tune and time the vocal first with Warp Discipline and Complex Pro. This audio version is shortened for playback.